Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You trying to annoy me today?
Why do you say that?
Leroy, he's been nonstop bashing Drew Carey between every break because he doesn't believe he has the credentials to host a game show.
He doesn't deserve it.
I don't understand. One, where you're...
He's a comedian. He had a show.
Okay, you're using comedian.
He did other shows before that.
You're using comedian lightly. On whose line is it anyway? He gave up imaginary points and watched people do great things. And why is he always wearing a suit?
He's the Drew Carey. The Price is Right.
Sick of that guy.
The Drew Carey show did well.
Yeah, the Drew Carey show had how many seasons?
Well, it was on for 9 years. I don't know how many seasons. I was like, 9 years?
That's Jeez. 9 seasons, isn't it?
I don't know if it's a season a year. Sometimes it's a No.
In your efforts to discredit Drew Carey,
yeah.
You sounded ridiculous.
No, because what? Game of Thrones?
Even 7 seasons is a very successful television show.
Okay, these are two different things. Definitely a successful run. But 9 years doesn't always mean 9 seasons. In this case, it
says number of seasons, 9.
In this case, it does.
Literally, go to Wikipedia.
Wait, where it says how many years and the seasons are different.
Dude, Game of Thrones, the dragon one? 4 years.
Yeah, but that's okay. It's a sitcom, though. Sitcoms and premium cable shows work differently. Yeah, you're right. That Game of Thrones did some weird stuff because they tried to extend their seasons.
Correct. But no, this is different. Yeah, you're right. Sitcoms are just like straight up. They film like 45 episodes.
I was just trying to figure. We were talking during the break. Like, I don't even remember. I remember Drew Carey. This is what I remember from the show. I remember that he worked in an office.
Yeah.
Obviously in Cleveland. He had a Scottish boss. He had a beef with the ugly secretary.
Mimi.
And he lived. Did he live with his brother?
See, Drew Carey shows a living situation. Did he look at me that?
I forget that. But anyway, that was, okay, 9 seasons, 200 plus episodes. That's a very successful time on television. You're saying he has no chops to be a game show host?
He's an industry plant, dude.
What?
He just came out of nowhere. He's never really done, like.
He's 70. What are you talking about?
Have you seen the Drew Carey comedy special?
Drew Carey is 70?
He's 66.
Hey, listen, he looks every bit of it. He looks every bit of it.
There was a stretch in time where he kind of did that Jack Black thing and just let his hair and everything just...
Yeah. I mean, even now, he has like a weird beard. Like, he doesn't deserve to be on television. You know, Bob Barker, charisma.
He's 66. I didn't realize he was that old.
He's going to be 67 next month.
Let's wrap it up. Time to go. You guys are getting it. time to go.
Okay, so you're saying his most famous talent is having glasses and being from Cleveland?
That's
all his bit?
He has, like, for example, you can think Eddie Murphy, the Red Jacket special, or, you know, there's just various things like Kings of Comedy for Steve Harvey and Cedric the Entertainer. What was his thing? What was his thing that the world was like, you know what, this guy deserves a show?
I just remember him having a lovable, like, it's kind of like Raymond from Everybody Loves Raymond. I just imagine him as a lovable sitcom character.
That's another overrated guy. But at least his show is funny.
Yeah, but if
Everybody Loves Raymond, you don't like that show either?
No, that's a good show.
No, but if Ray Romano wanted to host Deal or No Deal, I wouldn't say he doesn't deserve it. Like, he's got a lot of showtime chops, showbiz chops.
I don't know, man. They just gave him a show, dude. They just gave him
a show. Brad Garrett, he shouldn't be a host.
That's terrible. Oh, terrible. Hey, horrible. He's terrible. Absolutely not.
Terrible.
Notice there were no spinoffs. I can't go. Notice there were no spinoffs or anything like that with that Brad Garrett.
Brad Garrett's
not funny at all.
No, he's not. Angry, too. Angry.
Okay, you can't keep living life, Marcos, mad at every game show
host.
Everybody,
they all had a plot, right? Like the Raymond, it was the dynamics of the parents living across the street.
Right, yeah.
You know, you had the Drew Carey situation. Okay, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
To this day, what is Seinfeld about?
Well, I mean, it's famously
a show about nothing, yeah.
Right.
See, that one was kind of Jerry Seinfeld, though. See, that kind of leads to what I'm saying. Jerry Seinfeld, you know, this guy's body of work speaks for itself.
Yeah, but it'd be like you saying, Jerry Seinfeld, why does he get to host Comedians in Cars with Coffee or something like that? It's like because he's on one of the most famous shows of all time. Like, you could not like the Drew Carey show, but that's a very successful run as a television star.
It just doesn't
star.
Make sense, dude. It's just, why though? Okay, well, there wasn't a lot of competition is what I'm saying. Let's look back at
how many people. Okay, how many people were up for Bob Barker and replacing Bob Barker? Because, like, I still don't know. Who replaced Alex Trebek? I really don't know. Is it Ken Jennings?
Yeah,
guy who won the most money.
Exactly, yeah.
Let me tell
you something. He's real excited.
Aaron Rodgers was supposed to host that. Remember, that was a second? Aaron Rodgers was going to be the host of Jeopardy.
Him and King Jennings are samesies.
Honestly, that would have been better because he would have brought up, like, ayahuasca trips, and I would have been like, see, this guy's
a wait a minute.
Can't have your Jeopardy host.
You want to talk about no credibility to do something?
Yeah. You talking about Aaron Rodgers? Yeah, of course. No, for sure. But he's just like, at least you can be like prolific. I can understand why he did it because he was a, future Hall of Famer.
He also guest hosted Jeopardy. I believe he was very good. I think people gave
talking
him.
About Aaron Rodgers, right?
Yes, Aaron Rodgers.
No, he's really good. And then it'd be like, okay, well, I understand why he got that opportunity because he's famous from football. What is Drew Carey famous from other than his show?
I don't know.
Was
he a comedian? Like, I don't know what his background is.
Mm-hmm. No one's ever seen him on stage.
But that happens a lot, though. Like, a lot of these times back in the old sitcom days, a lot of comedians got, like, developmental deals. And, like, they were like, hey, we have a show. It's the Drew Carey Show. It's in Cleveland. It rocks, you know?
Because
it was a funny cat. I think the thing that made Drew Carey was probably, like, he had the funny guys. He had the two Who's Line guys on it. I don't know their names.
Talented. But those guys are talented. Those guys actually do something.
I don't understand your so because he's the straight man? Like, he's the guy everybody kind of just made fun of?
He's Vanilla Ice Cream.
This is a wild disrespect.
And you know what? Why is Rob Lowe hosting the floor? Just give it up.
Wow.
Rob. I am just sick.
Steven may have said something here.
What? What did he say? Probably something disparaging towards me.
I'm pretty sure people say the same thing whenever Marcos is at the Improv.
See, I don't even host, though. And if I do, I'm like, I'm going to get out of here. I'll leave it to the professionals. Drew Carey,
he is a professional, though.
But if you were to become the host of Price is Right.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't say, and you
some
were,
other Marcos would be but, saying the same yeah, thing about
but,
you.
You were good at it. I wouldn't say, yeah, but he's good at it. So, like,
is he good at it?
I don't really know. I've never seen Drew Carey do that show because we only have it on here in mute. I don't think I've ever watched
was Bob Barker good?
Oh, he was great.
Bob Barker was good. We knew him because he was forever.
Bob Barker could, because Bob Barker I actually watched whenever we were sick from school. Yeah. You would watch Bob Barker.
Swagger on that one.
He was suave, also horny. Like, horny. You know, like you just knew it.
That's why he spayed the dogs.
Hey, but how about this?
Spayed himself.
How did Steve Harvey end up? You know,
he's one of the. See, that's what I thought. Steve Harvey, Cedric the Entertainer, DL Hughley.
But Steve Harvey's really good at it. Now he does have a famous blunder in the beauty competition, but he's great at the feud.
Yeah, no, I love that. But see, he deserves it. Every one of these people, you can trace back why they got this
job. For being a comedian, right?
For being a really good comedian, one of the kings of comedy. I've never seen Drew Carey on a stage.
But who cares? He's just funny.
Is he, though? Is he funny?
He's like, he's kind of like a, I don't want to say modern because he's pushing 60, he's pushing 70, but like, isn't he kind of like the new Rodney Dangerfield? Like, I kind of feel like he's the schlumpy, get no respect type of guy. Like, I felt like that was the character on Drew Carey's show.
I was never around in Rodney Dangerfield's time, but I can say that I'm, you know, no respect.
You never saw Caddyshack?
That movie does
I saw Caddyshack.
Does
not I saw Caddyshack.
Up. But the best part of that movie, Rodney Dangerfield and that little gopher. Pretty cool. But, again, I can trace back why all these people are deserving of it. It's almost as if Drew Carey was born a 33-year-old man and they gave him a job.
That's because you were unfamiliar.
I'm really mad at him for this take.
Let's think about this. We hear this with artists all the time.
I've been bothering him all day with this.
Marcos, yes. We hear this about artists all the time.
Yeah, and people say they're industry
players. They'll just show up with a hit.
Yep.
And people don't realize, but like, whoa, 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 this guy's been around for a few years. Right? This guy's been making music for a few years. Like, just because you don't know Drew Carey's background doesn't mean he
shouldn't
have that job.
It would be like if Lisa Kudrow became the host of Wheel of Fortune. You'd be like,
whoa, ho, ho.
Why is that? What did she do? It's like, well, she was on one of the most famous shows of all time. And you're like, so?
I respect her.
Like if his resume is just was on a 9-season comedy show.
Yeah.
Whether you think he's a comedian or not, I mean, first of all, he's not doing comedy right now. He's hosting Price is Right.
He's doing comedy.
You just got to know the price of a blender. So I don't understand where his literal job right now is to be nice to old ladies who are guessing the price of something.
Hmm.
What that has to do with his comedy career doesn't really matter. He made it. He has a successful show. How much is Drew Carey worth?
Oh, he's probably worth a bunch. I mean, I know he has his hands in a lot of productions of things as well. It says in 94 he wrote his own stand-up comedy special, which, by the way, dust on that thing. I don't think that was in Blockbuster how horrible that special was. No one has ever mentioned that. Also, he gets a show.
I want you to do me a favor right now. I want you to apologize to me
and
our audience for dragging us into 12 minutes of Drew Carey talk.
It's just... I'm sorry.
Headlines are brought to you.
And by the way, the other thing is, why don't you buckle a couple of buttons? Button a couple of buttons. We're not at the club.
He's stumbled on that a little.
Headlines are brought to you by Duralkia.
I'm tired of looking at your chest hair.
It's fashion, baby.
At Duralkia, choose over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Duralkia. Miami Heat. Finish the season 37-45. Worst record of Eric Spoelstra's head coaching career, matching the 2014-15 season. That, of course, the Chris Bosh blood clots year.
Mm.
So that matched the worst coached Eric Spoelstra team of all time, thanks to Bub Carrington at the buzzer. Some NBA news. A little bit of a Black Monday here. Mike Budenholzer fired as head coach.
Wow.
Of the Phoenix Suns, who will now be on, I believe, their third coach in 3 years?
Yes.
Awesome.
That's interesting. Another championship-winning coach who has been removed by their team. Yeah, look at us.
I got just sent a video from our program director, Galen. It literally says, I'm not watching it. It's Drew Carey kills it in first appearance on The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson.
Oh, Johnny Carson. Oh, great.
Johnny Carson is like
how
the
long ago
Johnny Carson
that?
Made comedians, dude. What are you talking about?
This guy is an industry plant.
He's 66. Some of the people he went on shows with were older than him.
Industry plant.
You
dude.
Are a
They're
jackass.
Like, we need to give a show to someone. We'll build this Drew Carey character. And look at that, man. Now he's hosting.
He is a lovable character.
He took my job. How old is he, 70?
66, 67 next month.
Clock ticking, Drew boy.
Also, David Griffin, general manager of the Pelicans.
Ooh.
Fired.
Wow.
These, of course, both according to Shams Charania.
Hmm.
Neither, I would say, too surprising. Pelicans were awful this year. Yeah. Suns, one of the biggest disappointments in the league. But my God, the Pelicans are open for business, huh? Zion!
Woo! You knew where that was going.
What?
That had to lead in somebody getting fired. But does that make it easier? Does a new GM make it easier or harder for them?
I would imagine a new GM wants to clean house. You know, he didn't draft Zion. He didn't extend Zion.
No. You know, wait. I love it.
What?
You notice how what the new guy going to do fits right into the plans of what Tobin wants.
I don't even know what my plans are.
You know.
I think that's what I love about this summer. Everything's open.
Ah,
everything is out there for me. Everything is out there. Hey, we're playing Red Balloon tomorrow.
Oh.
Are we?
Yeah.
What are our topics of discussion?
You'll have to wait. Yeah, I can't reveal the topics. I mean, we know what the topics are. The topics are NBA free agents or trade targets.
By the way, I heard that show's in hot water.
Why?
The Netflix thing. A comment that was interpreted incorrectly, I feel, by one of the hosts. It's like, oh, maybe the host is racist. And I'm like,
not so easy being a host, eh?
You see what I'm saying? You can't just be an
No, you see what I'm saying.
Oh, no,
you
I'm
can't
a
just throw Drew.
Oh, no, I'm a professional.
Not a professional.
Oh, I'm a pros pro.
You haven't been on television doing any game shows.
Well, this weekend at the Improv, I performed for 45 people, and it was great.
For Brunch Bonanza?
Yeah, thanks for showing up, everyone.
He called your little thing Brunch Bonanza.
That's a good name. I'm using that.
Oh, man. We'll get to some more NBA stuff as yesterday the play-in got settled down and Jimmy Butler took an old knee to the thigh from old Kawhi Leonard. They could be in trouble.
In other words, Jimmy Butler did Jimmy Butler. And you should apologize, right?
We'll get to that next.
Okay.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Who is the Slick Rick of the NBA world right now? Because I need that guy. That's who I need. I need to see what's going on there. Let's get to 15 minutes of heat here, brought to us by our friends over at Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. Miami Heat, they lose yesterday. 119-118. Bub Carrington hit a buzzer beater. That in spite of Jaime Jaquez Jr., which we have not mentioned. He balled out yesterday. 41 points yesterday for old Triple J. In a game that I was sneaky excited about because I wanted to see Keyshawn Johnson. And he did not disappoint, by the way.
Very athletic.
He was awesome.
Yeah.
Had the and one to tie the game. I thought he killed that guy. Ran him over.
That was one of those where I was like, why isn't he bouncing it? Pass the ball. Oh!
Yeah. I like Keyshawn Johnson a lot. I'm looking forward to his development with the Miami Heat. Big fan. Big fan of KJ. They call him Showtime.
Oh.
Very, very excited. Also, Khalil Ware did cool things.
Oh, did he?
He did cool things, cool dunks.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Didn't he hit his head on the backboard?
He's tall.
Yeah.
Very tall.
Tall.
That was great.
Now, speaking of Khalil Ware, we may not have to root for one of his enemies, Ja Morant, who referred to him as a pigeon.
That's right.
But I am willing, Ja, to allow bygones to be bygones. Should you send the Warriors to the next play-in game? Because I think I feel like the Warriors leaking oil a little bit here at the end. They lose yesterday to the Clippers. Kawhi Leonard has shown up all of a sudden. He always kicks Jimmy Butler's ass. And yesterday, he kicked him right in the thigh. And Jimmy Butler, he was hobbling.
Wow.
And I know Jimmy Butler enough to know that's at least a 10-dayer.
Oh, yeah.
That's a 10-dayer. Now, maybe he'll play, but he ain't going to be right.
Nope. Isn't that a tradition like none other?
So question. If this keeps happening every year, at what point is he an injury prone and you can't rely on him being there?
I mean, he is injury prone. He is injury prone. There's no denying that Jimmy Butler is injury prone.
So, and I say that to, if anybody in the Heat organization think that, then can you understand why they let him move?
I mean, that was kind of the whole point of why they didn't want to do it, was it not? Like, he gets injured. He plays a physical game. The concerns of the Heat of him wearing down, they're legitimate concerns. I mean, you can see that in his driving.
So that's why you do it earlier, then you do it sooner than later.
Well, that would put to why didn't you do it before the drama? I think the Heat's big mistake and everybody's criticism of it would be like, you guys really thought that he wasn't going to be acting crazy?
Yes, because he said it.
It's like trusting a cobra not to bite you.
But again, I can understand. You believed him.
I mean, you know, he gave me a wink. Wink.
See?
Nah.
See? But it's okay. You can believe him, but nobody else can.
Pat's not allowed to get got. He's Pat Riley.
I would say I got too, because I believed him.
I really believed him when him and Tyler were hobnobbing after that game.
Who's 1A, 1B?
You. I love you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, never mind, Tyler. Buddy Hield's my best friend now. Sorry. See ya.
That did hurt. That did.
Man, you see Draymond Green blow that layup yesterday?
He was like so easily trying to like draw the foul with his butt.
They were like, this is going to be a thing. Like, look, all I was making the point was, is right now, like the whole thing that the Heat with this beef, you just had to sit, you got to sit there and wait on the sideline. Sometimes the best thing to say is to say nothing at all and just let it happen. And
wait
the
a
Heat
minute. Wait a minute.
Were sitting
wait
at this point where they were trying to win a petty war when the Warriors wouldn't stop winning. Stupid. You're not going to win that war. You got to wait for the wheels to fall off, because the only way you lose is if he wins. But if he doesn't win, then you win.
So when this all happened, you were sold that Jimmy was going to help, that he was going to do something that he didn't do here. You were sold on that, and you say it was going to be a terrible day because Jimmy's going to go somewhere else and win.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be like, if he was to go somewhere else and ball out and play, Should you be more upset or cheated?
Something
because he didn't do it here.
Here's what happened, Leroy. Something happened the night that he came here, and it's almost like when the guilt becomes too overwhelming. He didn't have the shield of ignorance anymore. His lies were exposed. He right. couldn't. He couldn't sit out here in the lights, being like, "I did nothing wrong," and so he ran off. Didn't say hi to anybody. Didn't talk to anybody. Didn't hobnob with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't been the same since. The team hasn't been the same since. Now, some of you may say, well, Steph Curry's been banged up. Maybe. I don't know. Hard to say. The old get injured.
Which is what I'm... Dude, it's amazing. And where we are now talking about this topic and where we were at the beginning when you told everybody go to hell, I would pay him.
Yeah.
Right? So is it safe to say you were wrong?
No. No. I won't go that far. I mean, like, you guys just lost more games than you ever had. Longest losing streak of Eric Spoelstra's career. So I can't be wrong.
Wait. My question to you is, you're making it sound like if they had Jimmy, it would have been better. It actually would have been worse because they would have kept throwing him out there to shoot one-legged threes.
Well, I don't know. Hard to say.
No, it's not hard to say. If you he had already started that pattern.
Maybe. We can't.
You know what Jimmy looks like when he's engaged.
It's neither here nor there.
You know within the first 5 minutes of a game what Jimmy looks like when he's engaged.
It's neither here nor there. Like, they've kept saying this whole thing about clarity. Like, Spoes keeps saying this thing about, oh, clarity's a good thing for us. And it really wasn't, because they got worse after they had clarity. Like, never played that bad in the history of him coaching.
And the other thing is that the injuries just were replaced by a different name.
Andrew Wiggins.
I don't know what it is about everybody on the Heat getting hurt every year.
But right now, task at hand. And that is, let's go, Ja. Let's go, Ja.
So
let's
are there games?
Go, Ja.
The games start Tuesday?
Tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah. It's good.
You're doing the Ja Morant.
Yeah.
You're doing the Ja Morant.
Leroy, if Ja Morant's able to send him to the next play-in game, and they're only setting up a setup with the, let me tell you something, those Thunder, that's top hats and monocles for the Warriors.
You know what's crazy about this whole thing is that when you look at how all this is played out, if I'm in the play-in in the West, I'm not as worried than if I'm in the play-in in the East. Because there's 5, 6, 7 teams that were within 2 games of each other.
No. If they end up with the Rockets, I agree with you. If it's a 2-7, fine. You end up with OKC, that's trouble.
No, I understand that. But the point I'm making OKC is this. That all of the records are so close from 5 to 10, right, that you could lose to anybody, right? Nobody's, like, looking at the Eastern Conference play-in going, we got them.
Yeah, no right? one's thinking that.
But in the West, because all these teams were so close all year, there has to be a record number of teams that have won 45, 50 games.
Most 50-game teams in one conference? I don't know. Maybe.
Like, it's crazy.
550-win teams.
Right. Think about that. That's crazy.
Tough.
So, and one of them, one of the 50-game winning teams, is on the road.
Yeah, but you want to know something?
When does that happen?
You want to know something?
What?
48-68, dude. And that's what the OKC Thunder have won.
No, I know. I know. But I'm just saying that from the standpoint of their play-in and how competitive that play-in is, because the difference between being 5th and being 10th or being 8th or 7th was the fact that it wasn't that big of a difference.
Steph Curry winless
in
the play-in?
And if I redid it a week ago, it could be 4 other teams in the play-in.
Steph Curry winless in the play-in, I believe.
Yes, the Warriors are either 0-2 or 0-3, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe they're 0-3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Losers.
But bunch of pigeons.
I will say this. It's not looking good for Jimmy. Because they paying him a lot of money, and he about to do Jimmy things. Like, the way it looks, he'll be down here for Formula One. When is that? Next couple of weeks?
I think so.
Or is it May?
I don't know. But he could be here for Formula One, or he could be out there hanging with Neymar.
Yep.
Gonzalez says, Jimmy got paid. He don't care.
Pretty much.
He's good. I mean, listen, he got, and that's kind of the whole point of what he was doing, was to get to that extra
yeah,
money.
Yeah, but, oh, okay, yeah, but people said when he got his money, oh, it's going to be playoff Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
And what I say is he reached in his pocket to pull out playoff Jimmy and got an injury and a playoff gummy.
He's playing so, Jimmy now.
Playing Jimmy.
He's playing Jimmy.
But I'm saying we made a lot of... People made a lot of assumptions of what Jimmy was going to look like at this age.
Well, there's been a lot of cockiness from that Steve Kerr, that charlatan out here. And by the way, just see him ruin Kuminga's confidence? Benched him.
Not good.
Oh, it doesn't work with Kuminga and Jimmy and Draymond. And Kuminga can't play with those guys. Oh, yeah, that's it.
I have the answer to the question Leroy asked earlier, by the way.
Most 50-win teams in a conference?
Yes. This season, we have 9 50-win teams if you include both conferences, because I'm including both. The last time this happened was 2014-2015, in which we had 10.
Mm.
That's happened a couple times. So has 11. The record for most 50-win teams in both conferences 2009-2010, when we had 12.
Wow.
That was a good year.
Not for the Heat, it wasn't.
That's really
good. What year was that?
2009-2010.
Yeah, that was a good year.
Was that Brown's first year?
No, that was his last year in Cleveland.
Okay. So he came the next year. Okay.
Yeah, they went to the championship that year against the Spurs and lost.
He went to 9 straight finals. Like, we just overlooked that.
He's good.
He better not lose. That,
I would say this. Has there been any human being that has played more basketball than him? With all the finals and long runs into playoffs that he's made,
I mean,
it's crazy.
I would imagine the math says no. But I tell you one thing: don't lose to the Wolves.
Who, the Lakers?
Yeah, don't lose to the Wolves. Don't dismiss it.
This may be.
I'm not dismissing it, but Ant might average 35, and they still don't have a chance.
I don't. They've been pretty hot lately, dude.
Okay.
I mean, you're talking about, you keep talking like there's this vast difference. We just told you all of those teams. You just said all those teams are the same.
I know. No, I said from 4 to 10.
Leroy, 3 and 6, there's a difference of 1 game. They were separated by a game.
But you're right. I there's more. So why can't that happen for any of the other teams, only the Lakers?
What do you mean?
Like, is it safe to say the West is more wide open than the East? Because of that?
I don't think it is wide open because I think the Thunder are going to the finals, but...
Okay. You don't believe in that experience thing?
They do have experience. I mean, they went to the semis last year. I think they can take another step. Like, I don't think that's a vast reach for them.
They don't really
have a weakness.
No. And they're giants.
Like, if I was going to say the experience thing, Houston's the team I would say is the young team. Like, if I said that's why it's so important for the Warriors to win, you want to go up against the baby Rockets, even though Amen Thompson, the last time he faced Steph Curry, made him look like Korkmaz. It's just a funny
thing. Baby in a blanket.
And then the Heat, I mean, somehow got to stop this Bouzelis.
Oh, my goodness, really? I'm like, no lie, the Miami Heat make guys famous that I never even realized were on other teams.
A lot of intangibles on that Bulls team.
Oh,
fast intangibles. Got to slow them down. And Kobe White.
Do we though, or can we just put ourselves out of our misery?
Like, you just want it over? Like, what's the
he
best?
He just wanted to be over. He basically what Marcos is saying is he's tired of.
I'm tired, boss.
His emotional strings getting pulled and ripped out, and on a game-to-game basis by this team.
You know what's the worst thing to ever happen to this Miami Heat franchise?
What?
Making it to the championship from the eighth seed play-in.
What?
Because we didn't win, and now we justify every year why we need to compete.
Let me tell you why.
No, we don't need to compete.
It's not – wait. I think everybody in basketball understand that's a one-off. Doesn't happen very often.
Not every – I never buy into this stuff.
That being said, the reason why we feel this way is because of you.
What?
Wow.
Because all you talk about, we went to the finals last year, we can do it from the play-in again. Like it's just a normal thing.
You know what I don't like about you guys? You're two cowards, is what you are.
Wait,
because you can't stomach when it doesn't work out for you. You're so afraid of putting yourself out there.
What are you talking about?
It definitely does.
This has to do with I'm not going to take an anomaly and make it a norm.
I'm very proud of you for powering through that because it seemed like it caught you up. It seemed like you were about to buckle at the knees and watch Third Strike, but somehow you fouled it off. It's a check swing.
My tongue tried to steal. My tongue tried to steal second while I was saying it. I'm like,
point for the lead.
Mixed bag is next. All right. Well.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Leroy, can we get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call at 866-954-MORE. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
But first, I've been laughing the whole break.
Why?
Jukebox 305. Ref, word cushion check.
Really got you there.
I'm like, oh my goodness. All right. The Demesman and Dover. All your legal needs.
The home windowplex, by the way, it's become synonymous with you bashing your microphone with a flying knee.
It is the cord when I whip it around over the mic.
Whip it, all right.
So I got to tell you, cloud in the sky, breeze, I can't see anything moving, so I can't tell you which direction the breeze is moving, but it looks like it's about 10 to 15 miles an hour. And I would say right now it is about 80 degrees.
All right. How do you do, Froggy?
Correct. Not a cloud in the sky. Sunny 82 degrees at the moment. Winds at 10 miles per hour coming out of the east, southeast. You're looking at lows of 65.
He's a golfer.
A little chill in the air tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, last night.
I woke up. It was a little breezy. Yeah, it was nice.
A little bit nippy.
Well, let's get a little snippy with the mixed bag. What do you got for us today, Marcos?
I got a violent mixed bag.
Oh,
and you know why?
Why?
Because I'm talking UFC, baby.
Yeah, dude. What a card this weekend.
Yeah.
What a card this weekend.
Let us go to the octagon where Alexander Volkanovski. See how I did that? I had to really try for that one. Regained his status as champion. He broke the curse of the 35-year-old UFC fighter.
Mm-hmm.
Defeated the odds. It wasn't looking good for him at a certain point. And I saw his posts.
Well, he got it was funny. Like he won, and I don't think there was really any controversy around it. But he also took a licking. Like he took some shots.
Yeah,
he won, but he lost.
Yeah, didn't he
lose sight in his left eye or something?
Oh man,
he took some bad. Yeah, he did. J-Fig. He did lose sight in one round, and then he's like, he comes back and goes, I can see again.
Oh, what are you saying?
Looks very scary.
Just came back.
He got some nasty cuts, but he still won. Yeah. He still won. Like I think the 4-1, I think it was probably the score that he won by, which is what two of the judges had. And I'm happy for him. I think it's an awesome thing, and It was a really cool moment for him to come back from two knockout losses.
Mm-hmm.
But see, here's the thing. It's not just they were knockout losses. Took one on 10 days notice to try and beat Islam after Islam's opponent fell out. Remember, he almost beat Islam. I thought that he did beat Islam when he fought him. Should have been double champ. So you go from that close to then you fight him on 10 days notice. You get head kicked.
Yeah.
And then you decide, you know what? No rest for me. Back in 2 months to defend my featherweight title, and you get knocked out by Topuria.
Yeah.
So it was really like, man, he never...
It's a bad run of fights. It wasn't his abilities. It was just a bad run of fights where he took on heavy hitters the whole, you know.
With no rest.
No rest or prep.
So what did he have to say?
This is his winning interview in the Octagon.
Oh, man. It's good to be back. Man, I've never felt the love so much. Oh, man. I was saying all week, even to the camera before I walked out, I said, you know, I promised my girls I'll bring the belt back to them. But then I was thinking, look, it doesn't matter about bringing the belt back. I think the message was, man, a lot of people counted me out, right? Coming off two knockout losses. The 35-year-old curse, 36 years old, big break, and come back and beat a gun like Diego Lopez, who come and bring it. Mate, it's good to be back for everyone watching. Hey, adversity is a privilege. You hear people talk about that all the time. It truly is. This moment is incredible. Izzy had a big moment here last time. I had a big moment. Shout out to Izzy. But hey, I love you all. I really appreciate you.
That is a beautiful statement, that adversity is a privilege. And to overcome adversity like this, please speak to us about what was it like to have those two knockout losses, to have the creeping doubts.
Well, it's an opportunity. You get adversity. If you build yourself back, it's only going to make you stronger, even if it doesn't work out. But a lot of times it does, if you really pursue it. And look what can happen. Break records. This people are going to write books about. This is going to be movies, you know what I mean? Like, that type of that's what it's all about. Hey, Miami, I love ya!
Wow. I love that guy, man. Wow.
We call that the parting pop.
Wow.
Hey, so...
That was good.
He's actually a fun dude.
Yeah.
Right?
He also agrees with me with my whole shark versus alligator take.
Well, he said he doesn't mess with crocs. He said saltwater crocs are, he goes, those you
aggressive.
Can't, you don't mess with them. But he'll go and swim with sharks because Australia.
Exactly.
And catch snakes.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you, Australians have to deal with some of the most dangerous animals. I had a Dave, I can't think of his last name right offhand. Our right guard was from New Zealand when I was in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
He would bring back pictures of just 15-foot pythons crossing the street or hanging from a tree.
That sounds like Everglades now.
Yeah. No, but I ain't got to go in the Everglades. I got to cross the damn street.
You're going to the grocery store.
Right.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
More from UFC, our boy, another friend of the show. Patty the Baddie.
Oh, Patty the Baddie. Yeah.
Who fought Jim Miller?
Chase Hooper.
Ah.
What happened?
Chase Hooper whooped his ass.
Because I was wondering. Because, you know, we had a...
Chase is good, though. Like, dude, like Chase is good. He's 25 years old. I mean, he's Jim's 40. Like, you know, like they gave him, and he even said, he goes, I'm kind of tired of being a bold guy. So they've given him Clay Guida and Jim Miller's last two. He's like, so, but he was, he won that pretty handily, but not as bad. Nobody took an ass kicking like Michael Chandler did from Patty Pimblett. Dude. Like that was an ass kicking.
That was not close.
Not even close.
That knee that he caught him with that bust him open?
Yep.
Like, I'm surprised that wasn't a knockout blow.
Yeah, and then he got into it with Colby Covington afterwards. Yeah. Colby was trying to pull a Leon Edwards. Remember when Leon Edwards did that to Jorge Masvidal? That's when he got the three-piece in a soda.
Yeah.
He kind of tried to do the same thing. He was chirping at Patty while Patty was doing his winning interviews, and so they got into it back and forth. So I don't know. I don't think he's gonna fight. Nah, I don't think so. Colby's a look. Respectfully to Colby's, like he's a little washed right now. He's kind of long in the tooth. He's not really relevant in any picture, and I don't even really feel like. You know, I feel. He's gotten killed his last couple fights. Like he got killed by Joaquin Buckley.
We have this same conversation about other fighters that, you know, the way they fight, you don't care that they haven't won.
Yeah, but I think there's a ton of options. I think Patty's got the right message. Go fight. He wants to go beat the best guys in the division. Beat Charles Oliveira. Beat Dustin. Beat Gaethje. Like that's the way to go.
Yeah, right. For sure. Gaethje hasn't had a fight for a while. That'd be a good little gatekeeping, like welcome to, you know, the club of excellence, if you will. But like I mentioned, Patty here, and like you mentioned, had this exchange with Colby Covington. I apologize in advance. I don't have subtitles for this. I was doing my best, and I understood a majority of it. But this is Patty dismissing Colby Covington following his victory.
Backstage with Colby Covington.
Mr. Irrelevant. Trying to stay relevant. The f***ing whopper.
Yeah, what was that about?
Just come over, start and chat didn't he, lad? Because he seen there was a camera. Come over and start to say, oh, you fight scrubs. Like, lad, he said something about Chandler being 2-4 or something. Isn't he 2-4 in his last six? Something like that. He's an absolute bum, lad. He's nearly 40. He's trying to stay relevant by jumping on me while there's a camera there. Well, not jumping on me, just talking. I seen him a power slap the other week and walked past him staring at him, and he just looked at the floor like the little p***y boy he is. When there's a camera there, he tries to say something, but he got tethered, know what I mean? We all absolutely terrorised him, got told to leg it, tried to keep shouting, got told to button his shirt up the f***ing wall.
I didn't understand like the last 15 seconds of that whatsoever.
Wait, when we had him on and I that said that, you lied and said I heard everything. Oh. No, you didn't. You lied.
It gets thicker. It gets.
You lied.
It goes in and out, dude. It goes in and out.
Well, absolutely, talked him.
No chance.
He's an absolute bum.
That was amazing.
He couldn't have called him just a bum. Absolute, no conversation, no arguments.
There's no gray area.
No gray area.
Jeez.
That's good.
Did he say something about slapping him and then walking over him and looking down at the floor?
I saw him power slap. He looked at the floor like the little P-boy that he is. I was like, whoa.
Oh, Steph said Patty's trying hard to be McGregor.
I disagree, though.
He's a Scouser. That's how they talk.
He really is so authentic himself, you know?
The one thing, I know that like he ended up kind of calling out Connor afterwards, but he didn't in the octagon, and I thought that was the smart move. That would have been the obvious thing to do. His move, everybody, because Connor was like, oh, I'm interested in the fight, even though he's not fighting. Like, it's a waste of time to chase the Connor fight, which is smart by Patty. He called out the best guys in the division. Give me any of them. Sarukian, Charles Oliveira, whatever gets him to the title, that is the smart move. What's going to put a rocket to his back is becoming the world champ and continue to do that. Everybody did think that this guy was a bit of a McGregor cop. He's gotten better every time he's gotten in there. Now he beats Michael Chandler. Yes, Michael Chandler has a terrible record. He's new Cowboy Cerrone, but he beat the hell out of him. He railroaded him.
Michael Chandler's one of those guys that they keep putting on these cards, and he doesn't win.
He doesn't, but he's gone from competitive to spunky to entertaining. He's gotten his ass kicked the last two times. I really think, to Michael's problem, one, he's getting old, and two, taking 2 years off waiting for Conor McGregor ruined his career. Like, he doesn't even look like he can compete now. So,
the worst you can do is, what, 8 months?
Yeah.
When you start going a year without injury, 2 years, you're
an absolute boom.
He's not in the same class as Sugar Sean, right?
I don't think so. Okay. I don't think so, because I think he's a little more well-rounded. I think Sean's a great striker.
Yeah.
But I think Patty has shown, like, he won this fight. He won everything in this fight. Like, he was kind of known as just a grappler. His striking wasn't that good. Even his fight against Tony Ferguson, like, wasn't too impressive. People thought that he lost to Jared Gordon. Man, this was a throttling. I mean, he that knee that he busted him open with, so impressive. Could have basically finished the fight however he wanted to.
Yeah, for sure.
The great thing about UFC is we don't protect the undefeated like we do in boxing. So these young guys have an opportunity to work their way up once they get into the UFC. Whereas in boxing, you won't even bring them to a big promotion unless you're going with a 20-0, 25-0.
And the only reason he was mad at McGregor from this weekend was because McGregor came out publicly and he bet $500,000 on Michael Chandler. And he was upset because he goes, "You bet on a Yank? I thought the Scousers and Irish together." So he was insulted. He's like, "I thought we were supposed to be together." Like, yeah, you know, from and you're betting on a Yank? An absolute
500
boom.
Large.
Lost 500 large.
I mean, why?
Because he's an absolute bum.
You know what that is?
Okay.
That was a petty bet.
Yep.
You threw away $500,000 just to not show support for Patty.
Now, okay, did he show his ticket or did he just say that because he's Conor McGregor?
I think he just said it. He didn't do the Floyd Mayweather where you show your ticket.
He didn't bet a dime. He did not bet a dime.
Drake won? A lot of people said that Volk broke the Drake curse.
Broke the Drake curse. Well, I was surprised by that.
Powerful.
Another win for Drake.
What? Take a break. Back after this.